produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and your broken pieces of life. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give further help in broken lives. I want to inspire you that you can know that you can overcome battles in life. You can move past your brokenness in your life. By sharing my personal testimonies and the testimonies of others like myself, I will continue to teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences, using scripture from the Bible and asking questions to glean upon, I teach how you too can overcome many battles of brokenness that you might face in your life. We are all experiencing some type of brokenness. The trials that you experience today will be a great testimony someday. Someday, we will be able to look back at this time in our personal lives and be a blessing and a help to someone else. God can carry us through our broken times, and He can help us to build off of them. One of my personal devotionals from last week is so appropriate for today's time and need. I will quote what I wrote at the beginning of my journal for this devotional. If my words gave off smell, how would they smell? I hope that my words would smell sweet. I have learned a lot in my lifetime, and in the world that we live in today, we need words of love and encouragement to others. I had no clue that we would be dealing with the things that we are seeing as I wrote in my journal and studied this topic. We are seeing Bible prophecy happening right before our eyes, and Satan has unleashed so much hatred and anger, and his desire is nothing but wickedness, and he wants to cause division in our lives. So I will ask you, in times like these, how would your words smell? Are your words kind? Are your words gracious? Are you conscious of everything that you say? It is sometimes so much easier for us to lash out in anger ourselves and to point fingers to others for their flaws. But is that what Christ wants for us to do? Galatians 5:22-23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." These verses give us a list of the fruits of the Spirit. The two fruits that I personally feel that God displays well in my personal life are peace and gentleness. It has always been my heart's desire to speak how Christ would want for me to speak. Am I perfect? No way. I haven't always practiced this conviction, but I do try to learn from my own mistakes, and I do try to learn and follow the Lord's leadership in all that I say and do. I fall short just like you do. I have to ask God to forgive me a lot for some of the things that I say. Proverbs 8, verse 21 states that death and life are the power that our tongues possess. Do your words reflect life? Do we watch every word that we say or do? Do we constantly fling out words of hate and anger? I'll take it one step closer. How are your words when you are speaking of others? Do you gossip or spread false or twisted up information about someone else? I'm the first to admit that if I'm not extremely careful, I too can spew out things that I should not say. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Our words should build up others, be pleasant to hear, and should help make others feel good about themselves in the right way according to the Bible, not approving of sinful actions. Colossians 3 verse 8 says, "But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." What emotions do you personally struggle with? 2 Corinthians 3, 4 through 6 says, "And such trust have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." As we are the children of the Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, our witness should be of character and strength that only Jesus can give. Our words should be of the Spirit that gives life, as it says in verse 6. In the hardest times of your life, try not to let Satan take over the words that you might speak. Have a true, genuine love in your heart for others and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in all that you say and do. I haven't advertised it much, but I have also written a book for children. I know that you and I aren't kids any longer, but as adults, I think that we need to be reminded some of the things that I had written in this book. In this book, I quoted this in a chapter, and I'm going to read quite a bit of it, so be patient with me, and then we'll talk about it. Another dream that I had was to become a teacher. I've spoken to you all about, I'm going to pause there for a second, and I've spoken to you about my 10 years of experience in teaching. That was a dream that I had ever since I was a little girl. So I'm going to continue there. When I was little, I can remember teaching and correcting my stuffed animals and even my friends. I laugh out loud as I think about it now because I can see myself being bossy and teaching my friends. Maybe that is why I did not have many friends that were girls back then. I would draw up assignments on my little chalkboard and grade the papers that were completed. I have always had a tender heart, but believe it or not, when I was younger and I was teaching my other friends, I was pretty bossy. I'll stop there again for a minute. I was also one of the older girls, in our neighborhood. So I felt that I could be bossy in a way. I also had two younger sisters than me and I babysat them a lot. So yes, I was a little bossy here and there. And then I said that because I was the oldest girl on the block, naturally I became a teacher to them. The teacher in me came out and I felt that I could boss the younger girls around. One thing I can remember was because I was a little older, these younger girls did feel that they could talk to me about things. So my bossy heart would turn into a tender heart by listening to the problems that these girls were having and would share with me. I can remember one of them telling me how she did not care for the boyfriend that her mom was living with and the things that she saw that had disturbed her in her home. I have never had that problem myself in my lifetime, and I didn't know how to help her except to be a listening ear. Another young lady who was beautiful, she was popular and also considered snotty in her age group. But she shared with me how she hated being around those kind of girls because they were mean. But it was what her mom expected of her. Her mom wanted her to be around the popular, snotty girls. Again, I would just listen to her because I was not around that type of environment. And I would invite these girls that would share these things with me and we would play together, school and stuff. I would invite them to come to church with me. And they did. They would ride the bus or come with me to church and learn more about Jesus and how to deal with these certain type of situations in their lives. Kids can be so hateful and cruel. But guess what? So can us adults. I'm sure that you too have been in situations such as these in your lifetime. I may have been naturally bossy because I wanted to be a teacher, but I tried my best even then not to be hateful. Being hateful was just not my nature. Being hateful is still not my nature. Knowing what I know now, since I have taught most all grade levels in school, I've seen and I know how mean kids can be to one another. They call it bullying today. I also know, in my years of experience in the ministry, I also know how mean adults can be to one another, just like kids. I know that sometimes adults can say things to one another or about one another that can hurt others so bad. But you know what? These things, even though they happen still today as adults, are not right. These things are not right with the Lord. Talking bad about others behind their back, which is also called gossiping, starting to spread rumors about others, and saying mean things to others again, is called bullying. And pretending to be someone's friend when you're really not in your heart are things that are displeasing to God. God wants for us to love one another as He loves us, and to lift up one another, even those who call us name or talk ugly about us or to us. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." You see, we are warned against gossip, meanness, saying harsh words, having anger in our hearts, and bad attitudes towards one another. We should choose to be forgiving, helpful, and loving towards one another. Again, if we are His children, we should love others as Christ loves us. We are to follow His example, and we should be there for each other as we are needed. Maybe you have a friend that just needs you to sit and listen and then pray for them. Be there for your friends. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor." It is wonderful to have friends, but it can be heartbreaking as well. Sometimes your feelings will get hurt. Sometimes you will share the best moments of your lives together. You need to know how to handle some things that you may face in having friendships. I then added some hardships in having friends, and I believe that we as adults need to be reminded of these things as well. Here are some hardships in having friends. Number one, a hardship of having friends is when you choose to try to be there for others. There are times when the victim may lash out at you or is mean to you. In these times, try not to take it personal. This friend is probably very hurt, and because of this, they have so much anger built up inside, and this is probably all that they see and hear themselves, so they take things out on you personally. Just do your best to understand that it isn't because of anything that you've personally done. You're doing the right thing by choosing to be there for them when they need you the most. When you listen to them, and when you let them lash out and say the things that they need to say, try not to take those things personal. Sometimes we have to talk about things and get things out in the open to overcome those battles in our lives and those types of brokenness in our lives. Sometimes a friend just needs to lash out in front of you or to you over the phone about a situation that they're going through in their lives. Be there and just listen to them. You don't have to say anything. Sometimes all our friends need is just a listening ear that will hear them out. We don't always have answers for them, and that's okay. But be there and listen to them. Let them spew things to you and get things out from under their chest. And then, in turn, you can pray for them, or you can give them scripture, or you can, you've been through experience just like theirs yourself, and you can help them. But even if you can't help them, just be there and listen to them. Another hardship of having friends is friends may sometimes drift apart. I changed schools a lot while growing up. And even as adult and as a pastor's wife, I have moved a lot in my lifetime. I make close friends very easily, but because of the school changes or moving away, those close friendships would often become just another memory. Sometimes the busyness of life, even now, moving schools or moving to new locations, will have an effect on your friendships. Sure, you can remain friends from a long distance, but friendships seem to grow stronger as you spend time together. That doesn't mean, I'm going to stop there for just a minute and say that doesn't mean that sometimes you'll have friends and then you'll leave and move away or whatever, but you'll get back together and you'll pick back up from where you left off. And those are your true friends, friends that you can go back to when you see them again and you just pick back up and you just enjoy one another's fellowship. So you can remain friends as you are long distance, but when you don't see your friends as often as you used to, it's easier to draw closer to another friend that is in person that you're right there with where you are. Know that this is perfectly normal, and although it may make you sad or your other friends sad, it is hard, but you still can't connect with their friends that you are no longer around every day. Today's technology offers so much more than what I had when I was younger and having long distance friends as a kid. I can remember when we would go to camp, youth camp every year, and I would always meet new friends. And our way of communication then, because we didn't have but house phones then, and a lot of times I couldn't always be on the phone because mom was on the phone or something like that, but we would write letters to one another, and that seems so distant today that we don't hear much of writing letters to each other except for texting or messaging someone on Facebook or something like that. But today we have so many opportunities where we can reach our long distance friends. Enjoy these special moments as you are with them on FaceTime or messaging or Snapchat, or even as you're texting them, or even simply talking on the phone. Make each moment that you are with your friends, make each moment that you spend together memorable. Number three was another hardship of having friends is to choose your friends. Choosing your friends wisely is a big deal to God. For some reason, we think that we need to be friends with the popular people, or we need everyone to like us, and we need for them to think that we are cool too. Remember, I'm talking to kids here. But honestly, what you need are friends who love Jesus just as you do. Friends who will treat you as Jesus would treat you. In turn, you need to be that same kind of friend to others. You need to be there for others. I know. I can hear you now. But Angie, that's not cool. Or that's not popular. I realize that it's not cool or popular always. But is it worth getting your feelings hurt? Or is it worth having so-called friends that will talk you into doing things that you will regret one day? Or so-called friends that will talk about you and try to destroy your name? No way. You should love everyone and be kind to everyone. That's exactly what Jesus did. But that does not mean that you have to have everyone as a best friend. I tell my kids all of the time, we must love everyone. But we don't have to, quote unquote, like everyone. We can't be in fellowship with someone who is in deep sin. Maybe I have a friend that's gotten wrapped up in drugs. Well, I can't be in deep friendship with that person anymore because I have to guard my heart and guard what I do with my life. Realize that as humans, also, we're not going to always get along with everyone. If a so-called friend asks you to do something that you know is wrong, according to the Bible, then they're not a true friend who loves Jesus that you need to be around all of the time. That means that you do not have to like their ways, especially if they're always trying to encourage you to do wrong. But you can love them and pray for them. Again, I am not perfect. I have a lot of work to do on these things myself, daily. I always have said to my students, as I've taught them, if we were all made alike, the world would be a boring world. It's plain and simple. We should be kind to everyone. Love everyone for how God made them. God made us all different. God made us each our own. There's no one like you. There's no one just like me. We are all different, but we all have things in life that we need to talk about. We all have things in life that we need to work on. We all have burdens in life that we need to share. Be that friend. Be the one that they would want to, that your friends would want to come to when they want to share their burdens. Be that one that is kind to everyone, no matter what mistakes they've made in their lives. Be that one that encourages everyone instead of discouraging them for their sin or things that they've done wrong in their life. Be that one that just simply has a listening ear. I think of my friends and how blessed I am to have the friends that I have. And I'm talking about the lifelong friends that I have. I have friends that right now I could pick up the phone and call, and that I know that they would stop what they're doing and that they would listen to me and hear me out, and they would pray for me, or they would pray with me, or they would encourage me with some type of scripture or something that would help me, maybe a testimony of their own that would help me. And I'm so thankful for those type of friends in my life. I'm so thankful that God has blessed me. And I don't have a bunch of friends. You would think as many times as we've moved and such that I would have a ton of friends. But I could probably count on one or two hands how many true friends that I have. And I'm so thankful for those type of friends in my life that have been there for me through all types of burdens that I've had to share in my lifetime. These thoughts come from the topics from my book, A Better Broken for Kids. I've had that book completed for a while now, and I forget to advertise it sometimes, but it is a blessing for those that are elementary through junior high age, and it kind of helps them through different changes that they go through in their life, sort of what I gave you a little while ago about friendships. I'm currently working and will be releasing, hopefully soon, my new book, A Better Broken for Ladies. In the future, I plan to continue on that series. I have more that I want to add to the book later on and have a second book for A Better Broken for Ladies. But please pray for me as I continue to listen what God wants for me to share to you. And remember, too, that no matter what you are going through, God is still there for you. He loves you. And wanted to say a special thank you to Tammy Polk for asking me to be involved in this program. To my husband for his love and his support. To all of my friends that have supported me and throughout my lifetime. To my children who are now teenagers, almost adults, and for their love and support, and to my family that's always been a blessing to me. Thank you all for your continuous love and support. And I also want to say a special thank you to all of you who are listening on a weekly basis or every couple of weeks that we are replaying the programs. Thank you for listening to our programs. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can go back and listen to the programs under a Better Broken radio broadcast on Facebook. And if you're interested in my handmade resin jewelry, you can also find me on Instagram and Facebook under A Better Broken Radio Broadcast or A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you're interested in my books alone, you can also find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Again, thank you for listening and have a blessed and wonderful day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.